Friday, February 21st, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Jonathan Grothy. His text comes from Genesis chapter 40, verses 1 through 23. And his sermon theme, A Forgetful Butler.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we wish to present a few devotional thoughts, hardly a sermon in the fullest sense, in connection with the reading of the Old Testament lesson, Genesis chapter 40. Sometime after this, the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker offended their lord, the king of Egypt, and Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker, and he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he waited on them, and they continued for some time in custody. And one night they both dreamed, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, each his own dream, and each dream with its own meaning. When Joseph came to them in the morning and saw them, they were troubled. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in custody in his master's house, "Why are your faces downcast today?" They said to him, "We have had dreams, and there is no one to interpret them." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, I pray you." So the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream there was a vine before me, and on the vine there were three branches. As soon as it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and the clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." Then Joseph said to him, "This is its interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you shall place Pharaoh's cup in his hand as formerly when you were his butler. But remember me when it is well with you, and do me the kindness, I pray you, to make mention of me to Pharaoh, and so get me out of this house. For I was indeed stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was favorable, he said to Joseph, "I also had a dream. There were 3 cake baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there were all sorts of baked food for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating it out of the basket on my head." And Joseph answered, "This is its interpretation. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat the flesh from you." On the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his servants and lifted up the head of the chief butler and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief butler to his butlership, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. This lesson ends on that very curious note. It appeared that Joseph, with God's help, was going to get out of custody, prison. But when the dreams which Joseph interpreted came true, the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. We could surely understand it if Joseph became a bit disappointed upon realizing that his release was not imminent as a result of the chief butler's having been restored to his post. Let us consider for a moment the whole Joseph account as one of those stories which go good news, bad news, good news. At various points, we shall consider the prospects if the story had ended there. It was bad news, for example, that Joseph was thrown into the pit and left for dead. The good news was that he was pulled out. Now, if the story were to have ended there, Joseph might indeed have survived as an individual, but with no positive relationship to the rest of the sons of Jacob. This was not satisfactory. And so it goes on. On top of that good news, there's bad news. He's sold to a caravan and carried off to Egypt. The good news is that he winds up in the house of Potiphar and, with God's help, manages things prosperously. If this were the end of the story, we might see Joseph destined to enjoy a decent living as a trusted servant in a minor official's house in Egypt. But that's not good enough. So Joseph, by divine plan, runs afoul of more bad news, Mrs. Potiphar, and is thrown into prison. The good news is that there, with God's help, he manages things prosperously and becomes a trustee of sorts. And with God's help, he interprets the dreams of the king's baker and the king's butler. Now consider, when the king's butler is restored, if Joseph were to be released because of the word of the king's chief butler, what would his prospects be? Perhaps some sort of return to the status of a servant or a slave that he had before in Potiphar's house. Perhaps some sort of status as a freedman, if there were such a thing in Egypt. Perhaps even permission to return to the land from which he had been stolen. None of them satisfactory as far as the necessity of God's plan of salvation goes. Therefore, there's one more piece of what looks like bad news. Our curious verse 23, the chief butler forgot Joseph. Until 2 years later, when Pharaoh himself had a dream, and the chief butler remembered this interpreter of dreams, for interpretations belong to God, and Joseph had the opportunity to correctly interpret the dream of Pharaoh, and now we have arrived at the goal of God's plan for Joseph's good news, bad news cycle. Joseph is placed over Egypt in the service of Pharaoh, which was necessary first in order to make the arrangements to keep alive the clan, the seed of Abraham, from whom would be born the seed who would crush the enemy of man and through whom all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And secondly, it was necessary also in the divine plan in order to initiate the time of sojourn in Egypt, which prepares for all those forward-pointing events of the Exodus. And so, curious as it is, verse 23 is absolutely necessary. It would have been a disaster if the chief butler had remembered Joseph at once and had arranged for Joseph to be released and long gone by the time of the royal dream. Was Joseph disappointed when the chief butler forgot about him? I suspect he might have been. We might have been too. And perhaps we are disappointed when things that seem to be so right don't work out. When things in life or career happen which appear to be setbacks. But all such instances of penultimate bad news can be taken in stride because of the full assurance of confidence, the pleroforia, planted in our hearts by the last word, which is good news, the news of the love of God poured out in Jesus Christ upon us who have been laid claim to by Him, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of God be with you and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.